Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Now, Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And now we are going to look again. Who is Jesus Christ and how the world has rejected him? And it has affected the Christian world so much that it is almost falling off the cliff at this particular point. So many people are rejecting it because the foolishness and folly of their doctrines is being exposed, even by atheists. Now, there's a book called Christianity Without God. Have you ever thought of such a thing? How could you have Christianity without God and, furthermore, without Christ? Unthinkable, correct? Well, you are going to be astonished. Take a look around what's happening to the Christian world. It's in constant upheaval. And how far will it go? Well, you'll get an inkling when we get done with this message and the next message how far it has already gone. And it's just like a graph. When it starts to go down, the curve goes down just a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. Then it gets a little steeper, and then someone else brings another idea, and it gets a little steeper, gets a little steeper. Then all of a sudden, it is in free fall. And so that's why Church at Home. As a matter of fact, when I first read this book by Lloyd Gearing 8 years ago, that's when I knew we had to have Church at Home, because the churches of this world, see, the Christian Biblical Church of God is not a denomination of this world. We are scripturalists and we follow the Word of God. And Church at Home is designed so that you or anyone else with their Bible, now you have to be careful which Bible. And there are so many New Age Bibles out there, especially this latest New International Version 2011 is designed to destroy faith, to destroy Christianity, to destroy the meaning of the Bible by leaving out 65,000 words and changing scriptures so as to compromise the meaning to please the whole committee of those on the translating committee from various Christian groups and other religions and political lobbyists. The majority of the worldly churches of Christianity have rejected Jesus Christ. Some still retain or trying to cling on to retaining to the fact that Jesus was what they call God incarnate, which Paul wrote, God manifested in the flesh, and as we will find out, he was made flesh, and we'll find out how that took place. But let's see what people believe now, and especially after false prophets like Harold Camping, that the rapture was going to take place on May 21st, Since then, he's had a stroke, and his speech is very slurred at best. Now he says it's going to be October 21st. I can guarantee you it won't happen, because God says, through Christ, who was God manifested in the flesh, that no one knows the day or the hour. But what he did, he has put Christianity in the world in a steeper fall, a laughingstock, one now not just ridiculing him, but ridiculing God, not just ridiculing the individuals, but ridiculing the whole notion of Christianity. And so people reject the Bible and reject the truth that is in here, the very message of God to his creation, if we would only read it and be willing to obey it. It didn't start with Harold Camping. It didn't start with Lloyd Gearing. However, they have pushed it further down the road to destruction. And the reason that it's going to be destroyed is because they refuse to keep the commandments of God. They reject the Old Testament. They reject most of the New Testament. Now, some are trying to cling to it. But if you are keeping Sunday and Christmas and Easter and New Year and all the pagan holidays of this world, and if you don't have the book, God's Holy Days or Cult Holidays, which you better get it and read it so that you understand what's happening. But the whole Christian world is falling apart in preparation for the coming one world religion, and a false prophet predicted in the book of Revelation that is going to sweep the world. So let's see the seeds of destruction that have been sown. Now on page 10, Christianity Without God by Lloyd Gearing. What the Bible does not do, however, is to provide us for all time an authoritative account of what humans should believe and do. In particular, the Bible does not provide tangible evidence of the existence of God or the infallible knowledge of the divine nature and will. Now, let's stop right there. The Bible does exactly what he says it doesn't do. Let's read on. The Bible has always been and still remains a set of human documents. It was written by humans and reflects the limited knowledge as well as the common assumptions and prejudices of the cultural contexts in which its various books were written. Christianity Without God. Now let's come to the little epistle of Jude. You know, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away." Now, heaven and earth is still here. Just because people like Lloyd Gearing and others of his ilk, or the Jesus Seminar, or whoever it is, whether religious or atheist, if they reject the word of God, there is a spiritual law that happens. They become automatically blinded. They can't understand it. And what did Jesus say of the blind? He said, "Let the blind," that is the religious blind leaders, "lead the blind," that is the sheeple who believe them, "and they will both fall into the ditch." But the problem is, the ditch is not just a little water drainage alongside the highway. It is like a Grand Canyon. And once you start down that free fall, when you hit the bottom, you're histoire. Now let's read what the brother, half-brother, rather, of Jesus Christ wrote concerning this various thing that we have read. Now, you see, the Bible was written, and the complete Bible that we now have in its seven division of the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms, and the Gospels and Acts, and the general epistles of Paul, and the book of Revelation, those constitute the seven divisions of the Bible. And the final word of God has been here for nearly 2,000 years. And it has been twisted and distorted and maligned and superseded by pagan religions of Mithras. Now, if you don't have the book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. And if you've never heard of that, you don't have a clue as to what worldly Christianity of Catholicism, Orthodox, and Protestantism is all about. Now, you may be a good person as far as the world is concerned. You may have been well-intentioned. You may have some wonderful friends in your Sunday-keeping church. But are they God? And does being nice by following some of the principles of the Bible make you a Christian? And yes, people are sincere. And yes, people believe what they are told. But does that mean they really believe Jesus Christ? They really know his words? That they live by the way of God? That they keep the commandments of God? No. No, indeed. Now, the phenomena that we are experiencing today, they were also experiencing in the first century. So the half-brother of Jesus, Jude, wrote this urgent appeal. And this urgent appeal shows exactly what has happened, and it is a prophecy extending down to our day. Verse 3. Beloved, when personally exerting all my diligence to write to you concerning the common salvation, I was compelled to write to you, exhorting you to fervently fight for the faith which once for all time has been delivered to the saints. Well, what does that tell us? Let's ask some questions. Have you been fighting for the faith, or are you a get-along and go-along? Have you been searching to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good? Have you been doing as he said? Because if you don't, here's what has happened. A prophecy of exactly what has happened today that began in his day. That's why the word of God is the faith once for all time, and the words of God carry down in time to apply to all nations, all empires, all people, and every single individual on the earth. Because you see, the way of God functions spiritually just like the law of gravity functions on the earth. As I have mentioned, sin can be likened to dropping something, and it falls. Nothing happens to it as long as it's falling. Even if it comes down from 20,000 feet, but when it hits the ground, it's gone. So likewise, when people reject the commandments of God, when ministers stand in the pulpit and say, Jesus abolished the law, or Paul abolished the law, they're liars. They fall into the category of those who don't believe God. Now, they may believe this section of it, the Bible. They may read this part of the Bible. But if you analyze it, they are not preaching the whole truth of God. They're preaching the truth, as Billy Graham said one time when asked about the Sabbath. He said, well, I preach as much as I can to help the most people that I can. Where has that led to? Because, you see, there is, as we have covered, as Satan the devil, and he has men working for him which are very faithful, which are very hard workers. And they come in stealthily to undermine, and we're going to see some quotes into how that was done, in addition to the quotes here out of the book, Christianity Without God. Verse 4, for certain men have stealthily crept in, those who long ago have been written about, condemning them to this judgment. They are ungodly men who are perverting the grace of our God, turning it into licentiousness, and are personally denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Perfectly describing the work of the Jesus Seminar, perfectly describing the book by Lloyd Gearing, Christianity Without God. All right, now let me read another quote here. Page 15. Religious claims and theological statements, however valuable and inspiring, can never be more than human attempts to say something of ultimate importance. Really? Why then? That with the Spirit of God, they wrote the Word of God. That with the Spirit of God, they were faithful unto death. And if it were merely for men alone, why has the Bible survived to this day and is the number one bestseller every single year? Now continuing, therefore, they should never be identified with the ultimate truth, but must always remain open to question and review. Theology, or God talk, is highly symbolic. It bears a greater resemblance to poetry than to definitive descriptive statements. Just as there is good poetry and bad poetry, there is good theology and bad theology. Whatever may be judged good theology in our age, however, may seem very bad theology in another, for what we humans judge to be of ultimate importance may vary from one age to another, and that is because they don't believe God or they don't believe the Bible. And we're going to see these very things are being preached from the pulpit. Where is the faith? Where is the truth? Where is the understanding? Well, it's not there today because they've taken it away. Now let's come over here to page 21. Let's read something else here. 21. Here's what he's talking about Christianity. Now, one thing I can tell you for sure is this. He doesn't know anything about scriptural Christianity. He's just looking at the Christianity of the world and seeing all of the hypocrisies and looking at all of their dogmas and looking how they borrowed the pagan things from the pagans and wedded it together into a conglomerate of a religion that is wholly pagan with the name of Christ attached to it. And the New Testament calls it Babylon the Great. Now, page 21. Christianity did not depend on supernatural miracles. Really, why did Jesus perform miracles? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cause the blind to see. Oh, well, we can't rely on what's written here in the New Testament because, as the Jesus Seminar says, these are myths which were passed on, which were massaged, and which were expanded. So we can't depend upon that. Well, then they certainly believe, if they believe in God, in a very weak God that he's unable to preserve his word. But consisted of some simple basic truths which could be arrived at by the use of reason. Really? Men who are subject to death because God gave the death penalty for sin, beginning with Adam and Eve. Men who have been unable to save themselves or come to the knowledge of anything definitive, who develop societies that we have already seen degenerate into absolute corruption, like it is today. And in Revelation 11, this world society is called Sodom and Egypt. You know the reason why. Because of all the homosexuality that is being pushed, and now the acceptance of homosexual marriage. God calls homosexuality an abomination, and those who do so aren't going to enter the kingdom of God unless they repent of it. Oh, but we're good-intended people, and we have municipal churches, homosexual churches, where everybody's welcome. We use the name of Jesus. We use his word. Aren't we good people? That's how reasoning gets people in trouble. They reduce such beliefs to the existence of God and the obligation to live a moral life for which there would be reward or punishment in the afterlife. No, God is the author of life. God is the lawgiver. God is the one who determines how things are. Now, human beings, as we have seen, can have all the reasoning that they want. But all the reasoning that they have with a carnal mind which rejects God and is not subject to the law of God, indeed, and is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. How can human reason come to the understanding of a true, undefiled, almighty, and all-powerful God? It can't. That's why there's all these religions. See, human reason can't lead you to it. Now, I saw a special of the island of New Guinea and how there was a man searching out how it was that cannibalism existed in New Guinea. And he went and he found the tribes and he found out those who used to eat human flesh. And he even talked to a man and said, "Do you remember eating human flesh?" He said, "Oh, yes." Now, he's supposed to be a minister of Christianity but he asked him, "Well, how did you know which ones to kill?" "Well, we would all do this dance, and they would get high on local drugs, and they would dance around and chant, yah, 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 yah." And then he said, "A woman with a song would come to me," that's a demon, "and would tell me which one we were to kill and to eat." How's that for human reasoning? See, because human reasoning does not allow for Satan the devil and his demons to be operating and deceiving mankind. See? So it's not a matter of what people think. It's what is in the Bible. That's why we're told to search the scriptures, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. By the end of the 19th century, on the other hand, very liberal Christians were already reducing Christianity to a set of moral values by which to live. And isn't that what we hear today? Yes, it is. Moral values. Moral principles. Well, living in a society that is lawless, and when you have sin enacted into law, it breeds more lawlessness. And it's awfully hard to get out from underneath the persecution and oppression of that lawlessness. Now, here's another quote on page 23. "Christ neither founded the church nor instituted the sacraments. It was perfectly legitimate for Christian faith to have developed in the more complex way it had." Well, 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 what are you going to do with the statement that Jesus said, "I will build my church"? Isn't it amazing? Have you fallen for any of these reasonings of men? Have you rejected Jesus Christ? Have you rejected the teachings of the Bible for the teachings of men? And therefore there is no Spirit of God, there is no truth, there is no understanding? If that has happened, that's why we have church at home. So that you can recover from these lies, so that you can understand where they come from, so that you can believe in the truth of God, so that you can understand the Word of God and receive the Spirit of God the way God says to receive it, and not with the simplistic formula that you find in most of churchianity today. Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. And we have hundreds of sermons, detailed studies, And you need those things to understand what the Bible really says and means. So if you're serious and not curious, now's the time to take action. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.